This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's official media say Turkish troops killed 21 Syrian soldiers and destroyed artillery pieces and missile launchers after two Turkish soldiers were killed Thursday. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, the deaths come as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to a ceasefire in Syria's Idlib region.
As part of the ceasefire agreement, Russian and Turkish troops will conduct joint patrols together in Idlib. But this isn't the first time they've done joint patrols there, nor is it the first ceasefire. Syria has gone through several ceasefires. All have collapsed. And while Putin expressed his condolences for the deaths of Turkish troops, both sides have blamed each other in the past for failure to coordinate and avert such events. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says his country reserves the right to respond to any attack by forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. In the meantime, he says Turkey and Russia will work together to supply humanitarian aid. The civilian toll has been profound. The United Nations believes the fighting in Idlib has sparked what may be the worst humanitarian disaster of the 9-year war.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Another Democratic presidential candidate, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, has bowed out. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I am suspending my campaign for president.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was then asked, who will you endorse?
Let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that. We don't have to decide that this minute.
Warren never finished higher than third in the first four states and was routed on Super Tuesday. She failed to win any of the 14 states voting and finished third in Massachusetts behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Shelley Adler, Washington.
And this is VOA News.